Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, Yarlis, the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's St. Patty's Day hangover day, and a good time to get out in your grill and slow cook something and wear off a little bit of that green beer and get right back on your feet. And big boy at night, you got to be a big boy in the morning, right? I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, well, welcome to the Grilling Guys. So it is the weekend. It's time to get real serious about your back deck. Pull that piece of equipment out of the garage. Dust it off if you haven't had it out in the snow all winter. And get ready for a great warmer season to stand around on your deck. And what we're going to do today is get ready for barbecue 2017 and try and help you get your back deck in a little bit better shape and get your grills working better.
Sounds like a lot of work, but we're going to make it easy as we can. But before we dive into that, it's March Madness time. I can say that, right? That's probably some sort of trademark name, and I'm not supposed to do it, but I did it because I'm a grilling guy. I got my own little version of it, Bob. I joined Meat Madness, and that's on one of the pellet grill manufacturers, Traeger Grills. That's TREAGERGrills.com. Had a bracket for barbecue recipes, so I submitted. They had thousands of entrants, and I submitted a maple bourbon glazed pork loin. And had to write up the recipe in a little bit. Well, I made the bracket, but they did two brackets. The response was so heavy that they got two brackets of 64.
So they're giving away two smokers.
Right, yep. And I'm in the second bracket in the east. And if you look down through there, you'll see me standing at the grill. I got a blue vest on. If you look close at the picture, the Grilling Guys logo's on my sleeve. It's the same one that's on our website, thegrillingguys.com, as far as the photo. But at the end of the day, I'm jonesing for some help right now because this is a review and rate it and vote for me, and then I'll have a chance to win. And I might be the only guy in the contest that's on the radio. So if you're an active Grilling Guys listener, throw me a bone, baby, and vote for Jop on the second bracket, East group. I've got a maple bourbon glazed pork loin.
So what's the website they go to?
TraegerGrills.com.
Okay.
So enough self-promotion.
Go to Traeger. Vote for Jop. He could use a new smoker. The pellet grill he's got is one I gave him about 3 years ago, and I had actually dropped it off the back of my car, so it's kind of dented. The man needs a new pellet smoker.
Yeah.
Help a brother out.
Well, and then in all honesty, I have to laugh at myself because I didn't do this just once. I did it twice. Is I take it apart to clean it, which is a good segue into what we're talking about, getting your equipment back out. But when I put it back together,
That same thing?
Yeah, I did it twice.
You put that basket in wrong?
Yeah, I put the basket in that collects the chips twice. I put it in upside down.
Did you have a hopper fire?
I had a second hopper fire.
Oh, my gosh, Jobby.
So what it does is it backs up the pellets, and then the hot ones run back through the auger and go up into the pellet box, and I get a chimney fire with a grill that doesn't have a chimney.
If you just smoke a little X-Lax on that grill, it'll clean it right out.
But anyway, it happens to the best of us. So, but anyway, a lot of fun.
I had some fun at my grill and at my smoker this week. Trying to go really lean because I'm hitting that Snap Fitness of Lowell thing really big, and really trying to be careful on carbs and hitting the proteins. And I like the effect, and I'm trying to get more, knowledgeable of nutrition, and my kids are way up on it. So they're my boys in particular are health freaks. So they're really schooling dad on, how to balance out the diet and this and that. But one night, and they were both home, I made some venison burgers. I had half venison, maybe a third venison, not quite half, and then a pound and a half of that black Angus I've got in the freezer. And just mixed those together very nicely, chopped up some onion, And I put some of my favorite steak seasoning on there. And everybody has a favorite. Some people use McCormick's. This is a smaller brand that I get at my local butcher. But I can't think of the name of it. So use the one that you like. But it was basically just some chopped onion and steak seasoning. I didn't use any oil in it like I would with venison because that Angus I have is pretty fatty. It's I don't think it's an 85% mix because it just seems very juicy to me. But cutting it with venison makes it absolutely perfect. And I grilled it on my infrared grill. And I'm telling you, Jop, I start off with a nice big patty, and they shrink up pretty good.
Yep.
And dented them in the middle. I mean, they were picture perfect. And they were so – my mouth's watering just thinking of how good they were. But we had cut up a bunch of nice onions and lettuce and tomatoes, and the family went nuts. And that's just the best thing. And it's just
meal.
A burger.
That's the cool part.
It's just a burger. But if you've got venison, freezer meat, anything like that, you know, think about combining them sometimes because some people are afraid of venison. Or maybe you've got some fatty hamburger. That cut it perfectly. And then the other thing I did was that same Angus, the butcher cut me some great big beef ribs off of it. These are the biggest.
Flintstone kind.
Absolute Fred Flintstone ribs. And I had them cut singly, which he argued with me on, but it's like, that's the way I want it. So I've got these nice big long bones. And I rubbed them with just a little homemade rub, regardless of whatever profile. It was really kind of just a garlic, salt, and pepper profile. And I smoked them for about 4 hours, and then I wrapped them. And I put just a little bit of Worcestershire in them because I didn't have any beef broth. And then I put them back on for probably an hour at least.
So you wrapped them in foil. And
yeah.
Why? What was the reason of that?
Well, to try and rehydrate them, right?
Okay.
To get some moisture in them. And what happens when you get a nice long beef rib like that is the smaller end, which is going to be your handle, the meat breaks loose and it all contracts and shrinks up and heads migrates up to the thicker end. So you end up with this big lollipop of it's brisket on a stick.
Right.
And it is so good. They were so tender and so perfect that I was just sad that I only had four of them.
So that's one of the indicators when it's done is when that meat starts creeping from the end of the bone back up the bone, you get some exposed there on that end.
Yep.
That means that it's cooking all the way down to the bone and you're getting really close to being done.
Yeah, well, the indicator I use on those is just by taking a fork and pulling on it a little bit and seeing how easy it's going to break apart. Because they can fool you. They shrink up a little bit quick, so they take longer than a lot of people are prepared to. And I think you might have experienced
right.
that before you
and
complained
then they're really
about
chewy.
Them. Yeah, and yeah. So it's a waste of time.
Yep.
So give yourself plenty of time, and if they're wrapped in foil like that, if you get them done in advance, just throw them in a cooler to keep them warm. Get a little cooler, a dry cooler, throw them in there. It'll hold the heat for 4 or 5 hours easily, and you can pull them out when you're ready. And they are just so good, beef ribs, and they're not real expensive.
Right.
So that's a wonderful thing. So those were my two really fun grill experiences. But the funniest thing is, it's just the burgers were almost the biggest delight for me. I'm still just a sucker for a hamburger.
Right. Well, and they're good off the grill, and you season them right. And now you had a mixture of beef and the venison. But, you know, I got to bust you a little bit. You're all Snap Fitness up and giving us these healthy. I happened to get a call from you on Tuesday this last week. It says, hey, Jop, you want to meet at the New Union Brewery in Lowell, Michigan? So we did a little carb pounding while we were there, and this is a new brewery. We've had these guys on the show, but we had to go back because it's 6-8 months later since they opened, and we went back and ran up and down the tap list, and by golly, they make some good beer. But we did a little carb loading, so maybe an extra trip to Snap Fitness is
yeah,
in your future.
I know, and I had just come from the gym. I was actually pretty smelly when I got there.
I wasn't going to say anything, but I agree. Coming up next, we're going to get the grills and the smokers out of the shed, do a little safety check. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Get on it.